Welcome to the M3HF EchoLink node in Ocean City, Maryland.
WB3GXW.
Good evening. This is WI3N, Jim, and I will be serving as net control tonight. Marty is out of town and will be back, but not in time for the net. I'll be doing the net tonight, and I'm glad to see a number of folks have checked in, so I think we'll go ahead and get started. Just a couple of quickies. Let's see. We've got sweepstakes starting up tomorrow, and that's about it for the moment. So, let us go to Let's go ahead and try the WB3GXW repeater. Anyone on there, please call now.
Whiskey 3 Tango Delta Hotel.
November Charlie 3 Mike.
Okay, I got W3TDH Tom, but I don't think you're... Tom, you're not on the repeater, right?
That's affirmative. I am on the repeater. W3TDH.
Oh, okay. Well, something new and exciting here, I guess, under Skywarn. Interesting. Okay, and, okay, good. Then we've got, let me see, NC3M Mike also. Anyone else on the WB3GXW repeater, please call now. Okay, nothing else heard, so let's go with Tom, W3TDH. Any comments for the net tonight? Go ahead.
Yes, well, Skywarn Recognition Day is coming up, and some of us in Skywarn will be working that from LWX, the weather forecast office in Sterling, and we've posted our report from Montgomery County Auxiliary Communication Service on the website of our participation in the simulated emergency test, which we think went well. So anybody interested in any of that can catch up with it there. And then, it doesn't have to be now, but I'd like some information on how we're supposed to report things like the SET and the weekly emergency and public service training net and things like that in a way that's effective for Jim Montgomery to be able to crank it into, and maybe I'm lost, but doesn't he have to crank it into a lead reporting system? W3TDH.
Yeah, okay, Tom. Yes, in fact, Jim does put together a report, a very detailed report, and does send it off to the league and makes it available to the folks who participated so they can see everything that happened. So you basically would need to write up what you did, how you did it, and let him know, and then he'll take it from there. Does that sound okay?
Well, I wasn't proposing to do it just to make sure that it was getting done. I'm not the local EC or anybody like that or the radio officer, but I'm on a board with both of them, so I'll just check back and make sure that's getting done for Montgomery County, because if we're not, it seems like a hole in our program. Thank you for the information. Back to net, W3TDH.
Okay. That would be good if you would run it by them. And the thing is that I also would encourage folks who are ECs and assistant ECs and such that to do the monthly reports back to Jim Montgomery. They get posted in the section news every month. The idea being that, you know, if we know what Montgomery County has been doing and done, maybe people in Montgomery County will see it and say, oh, I think I'd like to be involved. So those are the kind of things we need to do to, A, let people know what we're doing and get the word out and maybe attract some other folks to help out. So I encourage everybody to write up what you're doing and send it off to do your monthly reports and send it off to Jim. Otherwise, we have no way to track and have a basic data base or baseline to know whether we're improving, unimproving, or whatever. So, thank you for that. Let's go to WC3M. Mike, go ahead. Oh, Mike, I'm sorry, I got that wrong. NC3M. Mike, go ahead.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Just the new Echolink user here on the system. I'm doing some testing, actually connecting through our local UHF machine here in Rockville. So, first time on the net, and hopefully it will be getting back on in the future. NC3M, back to net, 73.
Okay, Mike, thank you very much for that. Yeah, this is a place where we can let people know what's going on around the section, all the different things that are happening, to get the word out, look for volunteers, etc. So thank you very much. This is WI3N Net Control. Let's now go to the WA3TOY. Kurt, good evening, and what do you have for the net tonight?
Hey Jim, how you doing? Don't have much. As Tom mentioned, Skywarn Recognition Day is coming up, and I've been announcing that on various nets that I check into, hoping to get as many people to help to participate in it as possible. Other than that, we've been having some fun with ham radio. I've got a Aries Racis meeting tomorrow morning, and then Sunday morning we're doing communication support for something called the Cold Turkey Run down in Odenton, Maryland. So with that, back to you, Jim. WI3N, WA3TOY.
Okay, Kurt, thank you very much. And mentioning that public service event that you're going to help with, I would also recommend to everybody who does a public service event, you can go online to the on the ARRL website. You should have somebody in the club doing this. Go to the public service activity report, pull it up, fill it in. It will require things like how many people participated, how many hours, what equipment was involved, et cetera, et cetera. And it's a good way to for the league, and also if you send a copy to our section emergency coordinator and maybe our section manager, give them an opportunity to see what's going on in the section and how much time is spent. Because a lot of times the league can use these activities to go after grants. So I urge people to fill that out. Let's go to N3RES, Ray. This is WI3N, Jim, net control. Okay, I don't see N3RES on the list there. We'll try it later. KB3JQQ. Good evening, and what do you have for us tonight?
All right, good evening, Jim, and everyone on the net. Ray is still in there. He's all the way at the bottom of the list. If you click on it and then hit page down on the right side and hit page down, you'll get to the rest of the list. Anyway, nothing going on here. It's kind of dark, 41 degrees out, nothing really going on over here. There is supposedly a sweepstakes contest this weekend, but since I only have 10 meters and 10 meters is pretty dead, I don't think I'll be participating. Anyway, thanks for taking the net tonight while everyone else is gone, and we'll send it back because you got a big list. KB3JQQ.
Okay, Scott, thank you very much. Yeah, I can't seem to get to the bottom of that list, so let's go back to N3RES. Ray, good evening, and do you have something for us tonight? Go ahead.
Oh, I apologize. I did not, I was not paying attention. I was busy trying to turn down some radios here, call interference. I got 38 degrees here in Lutherville with a 99% humidity. And it's not raining, thank God. But it is getting cold, so you gotta go out, bundle up. With that, I'll send it back to Net and 3RS.
Okay, Ray, thank you very much. Yeah, I think it's about like that everywhere here. All right, let's go to K3PG Paul. K3PG Paul, WI3N Net Control.
Yeah, real good. Real good there. This is K3PG Paul, located in Centerville, Maryland, and I'm a member of Queen Anne Amateur Radio Club and also the Racy's group in Queen Anne County. We operate the repeater, the 14694 repeater, KE3AO on 94, and also our UHF repeater is now back on the air. I forget the frequency, but we've got those two repeaters operating, and we've been doing some testing at some of our firehouse sites, and let's see, we signed into the statewide drill on or test on Tuesday night, and played MT63 message handling. And our big activities, I guess, for communications backup are the Two Rivers bike ride, which we've done for a number of years, which has always been on field day weekend, but they finally decided to move it to the fall, so that'll help out our local group. But we're always looking for volunteers for the Two Rivers bike ride, which is now going to be held in the fall instead of on field day weekend. So let's see, we have a lot of people that need Skywarn training, but I think we've lost our person that does the training out of Cherry Hill, New Jersey for our area. I don't know if you guys get training out of other places or not. Anyway, that's what I've got here. Back to Net. This is K3, Papa Gulnerville, Maryland. Back to Net.
Well, okay, Paul. Thank you very much for all of that. That is very interesting. And I've jotted it all down, and we'll be sending it off to Marty, so he knows what has been going on here. Wow. Yeah, two public service. I would, again, urge, you know, you're doing those public service events, do the public service activity report, fill it in, and send it on. And the other thing with the public service activity report I will mention is when you do those and fill it out, you can also show that to the folks that are sponsoring the event that you're doing, because it gives them a sense of how much money they're saving by using amateur radio. So it's always a good thing. And I know some clubs have done that and actually gotten some donations back. So just a thought. Okay, well, let's go to K3RRP. Ray, good evening, and what do you have for the Net tonight?
Q.
Good evening there, Jim, and the rest of the Net. This is Ray, Kilo 3, Romeo, Romeo, Papa. I feel fortuitous, I guess. I'm right here after Paul, K3PG, who lives right down the road from me. I, along with him, am also a member of the Queen Anne's Amateur Radio Club and also a member of the Queen Anne's County Racy's team. And ditto everything Paul said. This is my first time checking into your net, and I'm checking in using an iPad running over my local area network here at the house. So I won't tie it up. You've got a big list to get to, and I'll just be sitting here listening to the rest of the net. K3, off you, Jim.
Okay, thank you very much, Ray, and welcome, and glad you're here. Look forward to having you back on in the future. This is, we've actually used this server on occasions after some simulated emergency tests as a logistics thing, and also as an after action reports after the SET. So EchoLink is a really great feature. And I thank John Creel very much for making this available to us. This is very, very helpful for everyone. Let's go to N3YI. Russ, up in Baltimore. Good evening, and what do you have for the net tonight? This is WI3NNet Control, N3YI, N3YI. Are you there? If you are, go ahead. Okay, hearing nothing, let's go on to John, WB3GXW, whose server and repeaters we're using. Thank you, John. Anything for the net? Go ahead.
Good evening, Jim. This is WB3GXW. Just want to pass along the other server that is available. People may or may not know about it. It's my call sign -L, and that is dedicated to the Maryland Emergency Phone Net, a national traffic system. It's also available for anybody to use. You know, it's there. Please feel free to use it. And I want to let the Skywarn folks know that this server is available to them for Skywarn Recognition Day. So just let me know what you need, and we'll do whatever we can to make it happen. Back to net control of WB3GXW. Good night.
Well, thank you very much, John. And I would also point out that John will be running a test session for the Laurel Amateur Radio Club VE tomorrow at the Woman's Club of Laurel, 384 Main Street, and all the tests are free. This is the final one of the year, I believe, so thank you, John, for all of that you do. Let's go to WI3J. Stu, good evening, and what do you have for the net? This is WI3N Net Control.
Hey, good evening, Jim. Good evening, everyone. WI3J Stu here in Gaithersburg. Nothing to add, Jim. I just like to tune in once a month and see what's going on around the section, and a lot of interesting topics, and just keep up to date what's going on. So thank you, Jim, for letting me in here. Back to you, WI3J.
Well, okay, thank you. And I'm guessing you may have gotten your extra call in about December of 1990, since it's awful close to WI3N. Anyway, N3TJO, Tommy, good evening, and what do you have for us tonight?
Yeah, good evening. I'm a relatively new ham, interested in getting involved in Skywarn. I've been watching the Sterling, Virginia website for the basic spotter class, but I don't see anything scheduled. I've been watching it since the summer. I was just wondering if anybody had any idea when that was coming. N3TJO, back to you.
Okay, Tommy, thank you very much. And there's been some stuff going on in the chat area there. Tom, let me go back to Tom, W3TDH, for a minute. And questions in class, okay, how to find out, over.
Okay, Jim, the forecaster that was doing a lot of the training out of Sterling took a transfer posting and a promotion. So right now the Sterling forecast office is down a forecaster, and they happen to be the one that was leading a lot of the training. They don't anticipate having courses back up until the start of the following year, until 2018. And how quick, I don't know, but certainly not in the tail end of this year, unfortunately. I hope that's helpful. W3TDH.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Yes, that is. And if you or anybody else that's active in Skywarn finds out that there are going to be some classes, I would urge you to send a note to Marty Pittenger, KB3MXM, about that, or Al Brown, KZ3AB. You can do their call signs at ARRL.net. And send them that information so they can publish it in the monthly section news, so that people will know what's going on and where to find it. So thank you very much for that. Let's go to KC3HWU. Jeff, good evening. This is WI3N Net Control. Try again, KC3HWU. Jeff, your turn. Go ahead.
Okay, I think I hit the right button. First time I've used a PC with the EchoLink. Thanks for answering the Skywarn questions. I will pass it on to the Carroll County Amateur Radio Club. That's something I initially brought up last week to seek some training. So good information there. I'll be looking for that in the monthly update from Marty. And Other than that, if you guys recognize me, I'm a fairly new ham. I'm finally getting past gear and getting more into operating. Been doing a lot of work with the BTN and finally tuning in with the MEPN. Get some issues with equipment there, but that's an ongoing issue there. But other than that, glad to be here. First time tuning into the section net, and I'll be listening. Have a good night.
Okay, that was KC3HWU. Jeff, thank you very much, and glad you're checking in and active in the Carroll County Club. Great bunch up there. Let's go to W3SMD Link. JD, are you there? And anyone else, please call.
Yeah, good evening, Jim. W1JD. Not much to say here. Beautiful day, but I think that's coming to an end here pretty quick. Tempest, I3N from W1JD.
All righty there. Thank you very much, JD. And, yeah, hopefully it won't be too quick. But it is winter and it's Maryland, and the weather can change in 5 minutes. So let's go to Al, our section traffic manager, W3YVQ. Good evening, Al. And what do you have for the net tonight? Go ahead.
Oh, dear. Good evening, Jim. Hope all the repeaters got reset there. First of all, welcome to KC3HWU as an example of how a new amateur can get up to speed quickly. His interest has allowed him to learn how to handle radiogram traffic and participate in the directed traffic nets very well. And we've had a lot of new hams who have checked into BTN and have made considerable progress. So kudos to all of them, Bert. And of course to Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf, who could not be here tonight, who's BTN net manager, who's been doing a great job in encouraging the new hands to step up and learn how to do things. And of course, a lot to learn by listening. And we have moved the Maryland Emergency Phone Net back a half an hour earlier than usual. We start the pre-net at 5 p.m. local time and we call the formal net at 5:30 p.m. So you might mark your logs so that you don't miss the net. And tonight, 15 minutes after the formal call, at about 6:15, good old A meters started to fold up. The MUF got down to the top of the band, affecting the phone segments right around that time, and signals started going away. 80 has recovered a bit, and at 7 o'clock on MDD, even though signals were weak, when we managed to get everybody in and out, and third region at 7:45 likewise, but just barely. So this winter, conditions are likely to continue to degrade with low sunspot activity as we head toward the solstice break. And rather than move MEPN all the way back to 4:30 starting time when we lose folks, since it's awfully early in the afternoon, my ace in the hole is to call the net formally at 5 o'clock should conditions warrant. And we might wind up doing that as we get into December. So we'll see. And lastly, for all the new amateurs who might be interested in learning the art of formal written record traffic handling, which you will at some point or another encounter in working with RACES, ARIES, and perhaps even in Skywarn, the techniques for transmitting information by voice, not to mention CW, which is a tad easier, involves dealing with the mistakes people make due to speech perception. They are completely normal human impediments that come from the tendency for the brain to leap to a conclusion about what they hear on voice. And we have derived techniques for transmitting the groups and proper names and symbols that are used and so forth with considerable accuracy using introducers and other techniques. They are available on the section webpage at www.arrl-mike-delta-charlie.net. That's arrl-nbc.net. Scroll down to the general information section way down the page and look for basic traffic handling voice. Right? And if you ever get involved in an emergency response, even sometimes during public service events, the efficiency of running a directed net to handle traffic or other business is a very efficient way of getting all of the work that's listed done and to avoid the confusion that results from doubling and people transmitting without permission of net control. It's very typical of a non-directed net. So learning directed net procedures is of extreme value, as is the ability to handle formal written traffic in a more or less standard and expected protocol. And I would recommend, if you're participating in your areas or racist groups doing that kind of work, you might discuss with your leadership doing some closed-loop traffic handling. That is, send your traffic, have the person on the other end send you a copy back by email, for example, and check the accuracy. You might be surprised at what you find. Happy Thanksgiving to all, 7-3, and nice job running the net. Mr. Jim, good to hear you again, sir. Good night, all.
All right. Thank you very much, Al. Informative as usual. And I see that our section manager, Marty, KB3MXM, is on the screen there. So I'm going to turn it over to him and let him say whatever he'd like to say while we have him. So KB3MXM, Marty, good evening, and it's all yours. WI3N, net control.
Good evening, WI3N, Father Al, and many familiar call signs. I'm fortunate enough to be in the right place at the right time, not only to catch the monthly Echolink, but to have enough cell signal. I'm very far away doing what I need to do, and occasionally get a chance to do a little bit of radio, but not much. It's very nice to be able to see and listen to my fellow hams back there, and meet new hams here. So with that, I wish you all the very best for Thanksgiving, and I hope all of you have an opportunity to think of others that have been impacted by disaster, some of which will need support for a very long time. Okay, Jim, that's about it. Not going to stick around long. Things don't work here very long, so I don't want to keep you all and listen to my possibility of dropping out often enough. All right, have a good evening, and thank you for the opportunity. 7-3 to the MDC section. We are definitely the best. Thanks.
Hey, Marty, great hearing you. Stay safe. And we look forward to seeing and hearing from you when you're on your return. So thank you for what you're doing very, very much. W3ICF repeater. Bill, are you there? And is anyone else there? Please call now.
W3ICF, yeah, I'm here. Good evening there, Jim. And I want to say thank you. I came in just a few minutes late. I noticed somebody had already connected up the repeater. I figured that was... John, but appreciate whoever did it. Thank you very much. I was just a few minutes late. Everything's about normal up here in Frederick County, and I hope to be doing some additional work on the repeater site in the coming month. There, we've got an ongoing problem that may be affecting people, but it's still usable. But we do need some work on it. So with that, I'll turn this back to you, Jim. You're doing a good job. Pleased to hear you in there again. And the very best to all, and a very happy Thanksgiving Day coming up here. W3ICF, back to net control. And if there's anybody on the repeater, go ahead and follow up behind me, please.
K3ISO. K3DO.
Oh, very good. So we have N3IFO and K3DO. Thank you, and let's turn it over to N3IFO. What do you have for us tonight? This is WI3N, net control.
That would be Kilo Charlie 3, India Foxtrot Oscar. No traffic, just joining.
Oh, okay, very good. Oh, I'm sorry, I got that call wrong. Wow. And what is the name there, please? Go ahead.
The name is Joe, Juliet Oscar Echo. Over.
Okay, Joe, thank you very much for checking in, and I've got the call fixed, so thank you. Let's go to K3DO, and what do you have for us tonight? Go ahead.
Much for any night, just enjoying listening to the net and hearing what's going on, and always try to make it to these monthly nets. Typically on Phil's repeater, because I'm up here in Frederick, so. But no traffic to add, and just hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. As Marty said there, think about the other people that have gone through some hard times here recently, so it's still have lots of things to be repaired. We don't hear it in the news very much anymore, but there's still lots of stuff to be done out there. All right, we'll send it back here to Net Control. This is K3DO.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, my takeaway on all the stuff that needs to be done is I've done work over the last, since Katrina, in a number of places. When you have the new stuff go on, everybody takes care of that, and then the old stuff that you've been fixing up gets behind and more behind. So it's tough. I know that. Well, thank you. Let's go to N3VBJ. Jerry, good evening, and what do you have for us tonight?
Oh, good evening to everyone on the net here this evening. Good to hear the section in here. We're working this weekend here in Homestead, Florida with NASCAR. Currently have a truck race going on. And we do have some visitors from NASCAR here on the Racing Electronics Hauler. So we're doing a little demonstration of amateur radio here through EchoLink. And we're also listening to the audio, which is muted right now. Via my link, which is transmitting out of Towson, and receiving as well. As far as Skywarn, I think we're coming up on the end of hurricane season here, so as Tom elated, hope to see classes beginning early 2018. I hope to find out more about the classes. I did get an email from Heather Sheffield, so if anybody knows about scheduling and so forth, if anybody needs it, I do have her email address. We'll be hanging out here in Homestead. Hope to be home soon. Haven't been home in almost 2 months here, so glad to see the racing season coming to an end. And 3BBJ back to net.
Okay, Jerry, thank you very much for that. Let's go to the N3HF link. N3HF link. Anyone on board there? Please call now. All right, nothing heard. Let's go to KB3LIB. Cato, good evening, and what do you have for the net tonight? Go ahead. KB3LIB. Cato, are you still there? Go ahead. Oh, okay, nothing heard. Now, AB3WR did check in. Are you there? If you are, please call now. Nothing heard there, so let's go to N3WYG. Milford. Good evening, Milford, and what do you have for the net tonight? Go ahead.
Well, good evening. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Milford, been very dark, bluey Maryland as it is. But anyhow, I have nothing for the net. I just was notified by my radio, by my telephone, that the net was on, so I thought I'd jump on. I'm still doing a lot more work on WinLink and trying to get that up and running so we can get the hospital coalition working here a lot better in the area. So with that, while I'll pass it back, you sounded very good there, Jim. WI3N in the group, this is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, in Bowie.
All righty, thank you very much, Milford. And you brought up an interesting topic that I would like to just throw out there. We could use more WinLink nodes throughout the state and the section. So if anybody would like to put one up, that would be really fantastic. Our section, while a number of different counties use different digital modes, we have basically gone to using WinLink as the kind of the section-wide node because it works very well, and even if the internet's out, we can digipete and all kinds of things. So anyway, just wanted to throw that out, and let's see if Is there anyone else who would like to make some additional comments? If so, please call now.
Why, with you.
All right, Al, I didn't hear anyone else, so at this point, go ahead. This WI3N Net Control.
You indicated earlier you're having trouble seeing the entire list. I put a note about five lines up in the text box for you about how you do that. I briefly left-clicked in that box that contains the call signs of everyone who's checked in. That makes that quadrant of the window active. Then if you use page up or page down, you can scroll the list and see everybody, including the ones that are hidden below the last entry. And when you're done, remember to come back and click in the lower left box. That's where the connected to information is. Otherwise, your push-to-talk may not work properly if you don't. Over.
Okay, thank you. I did see something as the thing was scrolling along there, and I did left-click there just now, and I need to use page up and page down. Okay, I didn't do that. I used the little up and down arrows, so I'll try that again. Thank you, Al. I'll give that a shot in just a second. So is there anyone else who has any other comments for the net? Please call now.
I guess one more, W3YVQ.
Okay, Al, I did just try that, and it worked like a charm. Thank you very much for that info. Go ahead.
Very good, and I appreciate your remarks about WinLink. We have a major node contributor out in Cumberland in 7NMS, and he can run in either of two modes, one of which is as an HF gateway to the WinLink system. And if you use that mode and connect to him, you're posting messages on the WinLink central message server, so you can send a bulletin to 23 counties if you want to. And as each of them checks in to Mike's board out there, they'll get their mail. He can also revert to a mode where he becomes an email server self-contained. What he does is unplug his internet. And what happens then is that when you post a message on N7NMS via WinLink using your mail or Express, the message goes into a database and waits for the addressee to check in. When the addressee shows up, that message is forwarded to his machine automatically. And therefore, that's a powerful resource to have. Of course, he's in the western end of the state, so having some additional HF nodes here in the center part, or at least available here and to the eastern shore, would be a powerful resource. And either mode can be used for such a gateway station. The packet gateway mode is available also, which connects to the central system through the internet. But you can install the tri-mode HF software on that machine so that you can use the store and forward modes and the HNs through the hybrid system. More on that later. That's too much paragraph to digest in one night. But the WinLink applications are all forward error correcting and are capable of Factor 3, which has the smallest footprint on HF compared to any of the MK or other nodes. So it takes up less frequency time user in order to move a fixed amount of traffic. W3YVQ.
Yes, Al, thank you very much for that follow-up. And I see Tom, W3TDH, is put a little bit in there in the chat box that WA3YOO is available as a node. Oh, excellent. And maybe, Tom, you could put in there what frequency they're on, too. Of course, that'll come up when I bring up EchoLink. But anyway, EchoLink is really great, folks, and we would like more and more people to use it because while on digital modes, you can do some NBEMS over a repeater and everybody can get it, and that's great, but you still end up having to get someone to transcribe it and take it over to whoever you're giving it to. On the other hand, the internet may be not working in your area. You can send a WinLink message in a number of different ways to get out of the affected internet area and have it sent directly to the telephone on the hip of the emergency manager and eliminate one more person in the middle. So it's a fantastic thing, and I hope more people will take it up and play with it. This is WI3 and Net Control. Is there anyone else who has any further comments? Please. Well, hearing none, I would like to thank John very much for the use of his server and the W3HF N3HF link and WB3GXW repeaters linked up. I'd like to thank everyone else for linking up their repeaters tonight. It's great to have a combination of internet and RF. It's the way we should be doing things. And I would also like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays. We'll be holding this net again in December on the third Friday night at 8 p.m. So please join us, and everybody be safe. This is WI3N, and I'm clear.
Welcome to the WB3GXW repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.